And with that, we welcome on head coach Luke Swedberg here on the Robinson Furniture Post Game Show. Coach, big time rivalry win. You guys find a way to split this season series. What'd you like from your team tonight?
Yeah, I thought we did a great job coming out, staying poised, moving the basketball, and finding great shots. You know, when the basketball moved in the first half, we generally kind of just moved it enough to find a guy open eventually. We were able to knock down some shots and, ooh, professional.
Yeah, you can thank Todd for that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is great. Yeah, we should think about doing this.
Yeah, we should. I agree with that. Let me get into some of those stats that I just handed you. So you guys were 11 of 26 from three tonight. I think that was the difference in tonight's game. How far has this group come in terms of shot selection from three and execution from beyond the arc?
Yeah, I think you see it here. I think we're 11 for 26 for the game. That's a really nice game shooting the basketball. And, you know, that's kind of something that we want to shoot for, is about being about 40% from the arc. And some days you don't get there, some days you do. But I thought the guys did a great job staying poised and finding the right shots. We never felt like we were too in a hurry. Few possessions it felt like we were in a hurry, but you know, for the most part, I thought we did a great job of staying poised, seeing a few progressions within that zone. I mean, that zone's a little bit harder to navigate than most people think. The openings are not exactly where your normal openings are in a zone, and they do a great job covering ground, and that they do a wonderful job pressuring the basketball. But credit to our guys and being able to see progressions and finding the right guys who are open most of the time.
I thought there were a couple guys with some really nice assists tonight. I know Emilio had one on the kickout to Raul, but the one that really impressed me was Daniel's bounce pass from the left wing down low to Brody. Yeah. How much has he grown up as a sophomore this year?
Yeah, Daniel's definitely come a long ways, that's for sure. But he puts in a lot of hard work. And sometimes, you know, in that sophomore year, you know, you're still a youngster. You're still growing up a little bit. So there are some ups and downs. There are some growing pains. And you know what? He's done a great job of kind of just sticking with it. He's had some great finishes around the rim lately, which you did not see in the beginning of the year. So, yeah, he's done a great job this season.
On the other side, Don City had Tochi Okoro, who had 10 points in that first half. But you close him to 5 here in the second half. What adjustments did you make on him in the second half?
We just tried to shrink the floor a little bit more. We tried to make it so that there were a few more bodies in the way, make it so that it was a little bit tougher on him. He's a really great player. Another nice night for him. I mean, 6 for 11 from the floor for 15 points. So, and 10 rebounds himself. So he finishes with another double-double, and we're feeling like we did a good job on him. So that tells you how good of a player he is.
Lastly, to touch on these two seniors that started for you tonight, Emilio's on at 14 the first half. Brody had 7 in the second half. How crucial were they to get the win tonight?
Yeah, I thought those guys did a great job of keeping everybody poised. Like, hey, we're here. There's a few mistakes that happened, but we're on to the next play. So I was really happy for those guys to be able to, out here on senior night, be able to lead the group of guys the way they did. So really extremely happy for them.
Coach, yeah, Buffs, congrats on the win.
Thank you.